Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 64. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're diving into Facebook advertising. Now, this is a subject that we could easily spend several episodes on, which I hope to eventually, but today we wanted to give you as marketers some actionable takeaways that will get you thinking about how to approach Facebook ads, setting you up for success over the long run.
Yep, and these are the exact steps that we've been taking and lessons learned in building our own paid ad campaigns. We'll also talk about some of the strategies that big brands are using to find success with Facebook advertising and how you can implement some of those same tactics today.
This is going to be a good one. Let's get started. There's so much to learn with Facebook advertising. We were having a bit of trouble figuring out where to start and what would have the biggest impact for marketers in this short guide. So we thought we'd split up today's episode into three stages. The first is what we'll call the awareness stage. The second stage we'll call consideration, and the third stage, conversions. We'll talk about each stage in detail and what tactics businesses can and should be leveraging. Then we'll bring it all together at the end and share how these stages work closely together to create successful Facebook advertising campaigns. Because unless you have a product that's flying off the shelf or a viral marketing campaign, you often need all three stages, awareness, consideration, and conversions, to attract and convert new customers.
Yes, and we often hear from businesses and marketers that they're having trouble finding success with Facebook advertising in trying to sell their products or services. And whenever we get that, one of the first questions we ask them is, do you have any campaigns set up that aren't simply trying to sell, but to generate awareness? And usually the answer is no. Truthfully, it's extremely challenging to get right into selling on Facebook. Lots of times people might not know they even need your product or service. You have to be willing to build relationships with them first before you ask for the purchase. That's where this idea of awareness, consideration, and conversions really comes into play.
In the awareness stage, people are either completely unfamiliar with your brand or unaware that they have a pain point that needs to be solved by your brand. So let's use Nike as an example here. Lots of people have heard about Nike. They probably own a pair of shoes or a piece of gear made by Nike. If you're a direct competitor of Nike and you're somewhat unknown, the awareness stage is a critical place to start because, let's face it, what are the chances of you selling a pair of shoes right off the bat with Facebook ads? Pretty slim.
This is where it's important to focus on organic social media posting and amplifying your top performing content. One of the biggest opportunities for so many brands with limited time and resources is to simply boost top performing posts from their page. Not only is this the most inexpensive form of Facebook advertising, but it also provides brands with a way to reach a new customer segment that they might not have been able to with traditional ads. The reason is because organic social media content drives word of mouth marketing. People are much less likely to share an advertisement with their friends and family than they are a traditional post. And we all know just how effective a referral from a friend or family member can be for business. Referrals convert at a much higher rate than do all other forms of marketing. It's why we're seeing so much focus on influencers and referral programs over the last several years.
Yeah, and I'd say we spend about 70% of our overall Facebook ads budget on simply amplifying or boosting top performing content from Facebook. Some of these boosted posts have reached up to 750,000 people with $100 or $200. Seriously, where else can you reach 750,000 people for a few hundred bucks? It's incredible, and that's why Facebook is so powerful. And what I love most about Facebook advertising is that you can boost posts to specific targeted audience. So instead of using, you know, that for any Facebook page managers out there, instead of using that small boost post button that you see next to a post, you can actually use Facebook Ads Manager to create a campaign such as traffic, engagement, or video views, then create a custom audience, maybe based on a certain demographic or interest, and then finally use the existing post option rather than create a new ad. So this gives you total control over budget, goals, audience, and allows you to run boosted posts alongside all of your other campaigns so that you can see and compare results in a timely manner.
And of course, boosted posts aren't the only option in the awareness stage. You can advertise with fun articles, videos, graphics, memes, gifts, really anything that you know an audience will respond to and hopefully share with their followers. The main point in this stage is that you're advertising with content that's super high up in the funnel. This content shouldn't ask for any sort of sale or be a product promotion. It should simply look to provide fun, useful, or entertaining content to an audience who is unaware of your brand or unaware that they have a pain point. So going back to our Nike competitor example, some awareness type content might be a video series on selecting the proper shoes for all types of activities. It might be a complete comparison guide on the latest shoe fashion, or something like a live video showing athletes comparing different shoes in some intense situations. Anything that catches someone's eye is really great. This will help set your business up for the next stage, which is consideration.
So consideration and conversions are what we typically think about when we hear the words Facebook advertising. And these are the types of ads that you and I are probably most used to seeing on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, those ads. But have no fear. Hopefully some of these strategies will help your Facebook ads stand out without garnering too much negative feedback in the Facebook algorithm.
The consideration stage is where people are either familiar with your product or recognize that they have a pain point and are researching their options. It's in this consideration stage where proper targeting and retargeting become a huge factor in the overall success of your ads. Targeting the correct audience can lead to higher conversions and lower costs, whereas poor targeting, well, that will just lead to the opposite. So that's not great. So in terms of targeting, everyone should at least have the basic Facebook pixel set up on their website. You can find your unique Facebook pixel in Facebook Ads Manager under Pixels, and essentially it tracks the behavior of users on your website and allows you to target them with Facebook ads in the future. It is pretty magical.
Yep, absolutely. In my experience, the Facebook pixel is magical is an understatement in that situation. But, you know, if you don't have a ton of website traffic at the moment, no worries. I know a lot of businesses and marketers that don't. So there's other great ways to target valuable audiences on Facebook as well. One of my favorite ways is the lookalike custom audience option. Using Facebook's super smart algorithm, you can create a custom lookalike audience that will target users who are most likely to engage or purchase from your brand. So there are two ways to go about this. One, you can upload an email list of your most valuable customers. So customers that have a high lifetime value or customers that you know make repeated purchases. That gives Facebook a great place to start in understanding who to target. But you can also create lookalike audiences based on your own Facebook page. So in other words, an audience that's closely related to the people who currently like and engage with your page.
We've seen huge success with lookalike audiences. What we did was we synced up our MailChimp list of Buffer for Business and Awesome users to Facebook and created a lookalike audience from there. Costs are lower and conversions are higher than our standard demographic-based audience. And speaking of demographics, that's the final and still great way to target users. You can target based on age, location, mobile device, interests, income, job title, and there are tons more options. But what we've seen the most success with is targeting users who like pages similar to ours. So we'll target users if they've liked pages like Hootsuite, JBear, Mari Smith, Social Media Examiner, Social Bakers, and other similar brands. Even though the demographic-based targeting route leaves a lot of room for error, it's still a great way for businesses without a lot of traffic or huge email lists to be successful with advertising.
So let's get into how marketers should be approaching the consideration stage. Remember, it's here where customers are either aware of your brand or aware that they have a pain point that they'd like you or someone else to solve. So it's important to articulate your ads in such a way that speak to customers at this stage in their journey. Just like in the awareness stage, people in the consideration stage still need a bit of guidance or time before making a purchase. And speaking to some big brands and people who specialize in Facebook ads, successful content in this stage depends a lot on the value you're providing. What specifically are you providing users that is different than they are used to seeing, hearing, reading, and experiencing in social media or in their industry? Is what you're advertising with so compelling that they just had to click?
I think it might be helpful here to give a few examples of how you can use consideration content with proper targeting to help reach a qualified audience and lead them down into the conversion stage. So let's say you are a marketing agency and you want to get more qualified prospects into your funnel. You started in the awareness stage and boosted one of your top performing posts on Facebook, which drove some traffic to your website. Awesome. Now what? Well, if you had pixels set up on your website, you can create a custom audience based on traffic to that specific page and retarget those users with an ad for another similar piece of content, or an invitation to an upcoming webinar on marketing strategy, or a free download of an ebook or audiobook that you created on starting a business. Since that audience already interacted with your content on Facebook and has now visited your website, you'll have a much higher chance of getting them to sign up for something in the future and might even get their email address while you're at it.
Ooh, such a great example, Haley. And I thought I'd share one more that we actually recently tried. We created a super duper top of the funnel video that was semi-related to social media and marketing, but really more entertaining, but it was just meant to drive views, which, by the way, is obviously perfect for social media. After posting the video organically to Facebook, we boosted it for some extra views. You know, about 3 or 4 days later, the views climbed up into the hundreds of thousands, which was amazing. We then created a custom audience based on people who watched more than 10 seconds of this video we created, you know, so making them a highly engaged user. Then with that custom audience, we excluded anyone who had visited buffer.com or blog.buffer.com in the last 60 days. So essentially anybody who's been to our site. Then we targeted a top performing and related blog post to the video to this specific audience to drive traffic back to our website. This ad has driven more than 3,500 visits to our blog for less than 15 cents per click, all of which haven't been to any of our pages in the past 60 days. So best part is we've gained 150% more newsletter subscribers from this page since running these ads previously before, gold in the consideration stage, which leaves us with one last stage, the moneymaker, conversions.
The conversion stage is one of the trickiest to master, but those that get the hang of it can drive big results for their business. We know of marketers spending upwards of $300,000 per month on Facebook ads, and the conversion stage is why it's possible. Success in the conversion stage comes down to three critical components: the quality of your targeting, the quality of your ads, and the ability to track results. So we've already talked about targeting and retargeting, so let's quickly chat about the ads themselves. Great conversion ads always contain an irresistible offer. For a lot of companies, this might be a discount on a product, a free trial, a coupon, a buy one, get one free offer, or even the standard product in full price, depending on the industry. The question is, have you done the work up front in the awareness and consideration stage to prepare people for this purchase? That will determine the success of your conversions.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And along with this is the importance of being able to track results of your conversion ads through tools like Facebook Pixel, Google Analytics, and maybe even a product like AdRoll or a CRM like HubSpot or Marketo. Understanding which campaigns are driving conversions, which campaigns are resulting in higher lifetime value customers, and which campaigns are losing money is super important in helping you double down on what's working and cut what's not. Now, notice how we're referring to this stage as conversions, not necessarily purchases. It's important to remember that a conversion can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different businesses. You might find that a user who signs up for your webinar is much more valuable than someone who signs up for a free trial. In that case, you'll probably want to spend a lot of your ad dollars on webinar conversions, which you can track with a simple thank you page. It's all about knowing how to track valuable pieces of content in each stage of the ad process.
Yeah, and I love how you mentioned that it's not necessarily about purchases. For a lot of these bigger brands out there with massive name recognition, things like video views and engagement that are normally considered awareness are actually conversions for them. This is a great thing for marketers to keep in mind.
Yep, absolutely great point, Haley.
So quickly wrapping it up here, Facebook advertising can be daunting. That's what keeps a lot of businesses from even trying it at all. But if you think of advertising in terms of the three different stages, awareness, consideration, and conversions, you'll be well ahead of 90% of the Facebook marketers already out there.
It's so true. I think people underestimate how much they actually know about Facebook advertising. And just because you start with Facebook ads doesn't mean you have to worry about all three stages right from the start. You can begin with the basics, like boosting a post to help build an audience that you can eventually target down the line. Or you can jump right into the bottom of the funnel if you have a piece of content that you think would work particularly well for conversions. Bottom line is get out there and try it for yourself.
Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of The Science of Social Media. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we would greatly appreciate it if you'd send this episode to one friend or family member who you think might enjoy it.
And if you happen to see this episode being advertised in your Facebook newsfeed, well, that's us. That's definitely us. Feel free to send any comments, questions, ideas, or compliments, which we always love, our way on Twitter with the hashtag BufferPodcast. Until next week, everyone.